The Powassan Voodoos stormed back from a two-goal third-period deficit and rallied with four unanswered tallies to pull out a 7-5 come-from-behind victory over the Kirkland Lake Goldminers in an action-packed Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League matchup Saturday at the Joe Mavranac Community Complex. Some solid work on the forecheck helped Kirkland Lake open the scoring 3 minutes in when Ryan Evenhouse dropped one back in the high slot to Dakota Seaman, who promptly whipped a rising attempt past rookie Powassan netminder Colton Donaldson. Not done there, the Goldminers came right back and bagged another one less than a minute later as a fortuitous bounce off a wraparound came right to Matt Hill, who moved in on top of Donaldson and converted from close range. Powassan had a great chance to cut into the deficit just past the midway mark of the first period as a Voodoos forward Owen Ferguson went in all alone on a breakaway, only to be stymied by a sharp left pad save supplied by Kirkland Lake goalkeeper Zach Reddy. The visitors did get one back on a nice rush by Alexander Bradshaw, who darted into the Goldminers' zone and, while using a defender as a screen, ripped in a low shot at 14:05. Buoyed by that, the guests tacked on another before the first intermission thanks to Battalion prospect Chase McQueen Spence firing one cross crease that left Ben White with a tap in to level the proceedings. Regaining the lead in the middle stanza, Seaman collected his second of the night as he moved over the blue line and wristed one home, blocker side, to make it 3-2 Miners. That resulted in Alex Bagea entering the net for Powassan, as he went the rest of the way between the pipes. From there, the home side regained their two-tally cushion thanks to Luciano Sapino, who had an initial shot blocked, but he was quick to snag the rebound and chip it over the glove of the Powassan goalkeeper to become yet another player on the evening to pick up their first NOJHL goal. Answering back, while cycling out of the corner and into the middle of the ice, McQueen Spence wired one into the top right-hand corner with his opening marker to make it a one-goal game after 40 minutes. In the third, the back-and-forth affair saw the home side go up 5-3 as Seaman and Sapino teamed up to feed Ryan Evenhouse driving towards the net, where he knocked in his initial NOJHL offensive effort at 3:30. The visitors continued to push back, however, and clicked on the man advantage when Justin Spurl whipped one in from between the hash marks, 5 minutes later. They maintained their pressure and notched the equalizer as Finn Action Ronaldo, the lone returner from the 19-20 team, blasted one from the top of the right circle to knot the score. The Voodoos then completed their comeback moments later thanks to Bradshaw's second of the night as he finished some crisp passing by Jacob McClellan and James Johnson with a quick shot while open in front. Finishing the comeback, Ferguson clicked on a mini 2-on-1 in the late going to wrap up the comeback. Bagea made 16 stops in relief to collect the win, while Donaldson handled 8 of 11 in nearly 25 minutes of work. The Goldminers Reddy faced 42 shots in a losing cause. The win moves the Voodoos to 2-0 on the season thanks to a 4-2 season opening win Friday night in Noaville against the French River Rapids. Game summaries, league standings, schedule information, statistics and other related news can be found online at nojhl.com.